Is the Lord among us or not? Can God still do miracles? Can He bring water out of a rock? He certainly raised the waters in Japan, broke the rocks, and apparently some of those were the ones that the atomic reactors were sitting on top of, because now the radiation appears to be leaking out into the ocean. What a terrible thing. Power. Power. Yeah. God's power. Power to bring good. Power to bring bad. I've often heard it asked, why did the people of Israel have to wander for so long in the wilderness? How long does it take to walk from Egypt to Israel? Anybody ever been in the Middle East? Ever been to the Holy Land? Ever been to Egypt? I haven't either. I'd love to go. I bet it would be fascinating. I understand that a lot of people who go there just go as tourists to see the sights, come back feeling like they have been changed by what they've seen and that experience. Just to walk in the places Jesus walked, walk in the places Moses walked, see the sights, see the things that are written about in the Bible. What an amazing opportunity to bring that to life, bring that home to us, bring that into our lives as a real thing. It's always a little divorced when you watch it on TV or read about it in a book or hear about it from someone else. To actually be there, to see it, to walk there, to smell the smells and taste the taste and touch the places that were so wondrous in this story. I'd like to see the rock and the spring of water that comes from it. I understand it's still there. Water coming out of a rock. I've seen that in other places, not such historical occasions, but when you travel in the mountains, sometimes you find little springs coming out of the solid rock, it seems, a little crack, a little place where water is trickling out, making a waterfall or just beginning a stream. In the desert, of course, it's so much more important because it is so much the stuff of life. That water, that living water that brings life to the desert. This part of the country, we sometimes see water as a problem because we get too much of it. When the storms come, the rains come, it can wash away your yard, it can wash away your house. Power, as Bubba said. Is God with us? Does His power still work in the world? Can we strike the rock and get water from it at our need? Can we hear Him speaking in our lives? Can we know what His will is for us and what to do? I believe so. I believe we need to call on Him, listen for Him, respond to Him and His message. What is it that we need to do? Where is it that we need to go? How do we do His will and do His work? How do you do His will and do His work? What do you hear Him calling? What do you hear Him saying? Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? See, the people wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and I've heard some of my more feminist friends say that it was because Moses was such a guy, he wouldn't stop and ask for directions. Maybe so. But maybe the people weren't ready for the blessing that he offered them. Moses was trying to lead them to the promised land, and when there wasn't enough water, they complained that God wasn't with them. Our psalm today talks about how the people wandered for 40 years because they weren't ready to go to the promised land. I can't imagine what it must have been like for people to have lived for generations in slavery, suddenly to be freed by such powerful wondrous events, miraculous events, parting of the Red Sea, pillars of fire and smoke to lead them, a son of Egypt coming back to be a prophet of God. Amazing, amazing things. And now to be wandering in the desert and wondering what's to become of us. Are we just here to die? Have we been saved in order to just die? To die of thirst? To die of hunger? To wander forever? Will we never get there? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Boy, 40 years is a lot of, are they, were there yet? We've all heard that from the kids in the back seat of the car, right? Are we there yet? Are we being called? Do we have a purpose? Is there a plan for our lives? Is there a plan for our church? Is there a purpose for what we do? You have to answer that. You are the church. You choose. See, the thing that I would disagree with Mr. Phil this morning was he said when they got the water, they were satisfied. They ain't satisfied yet, Phil. We aren't satisfied yet. We get blessed and we're happy. And then, well, what's next? God isn't satisfied yet. God is still working on me, I'm sure. I ain't done yet. I think He's working on all of us. We aren't done yet. The water flowed from the rock. And the people were filled. But still they had to wander in the wilderness. The blessing was there. It was given to them. They'd been freed from slavery. They'd been saved from certain destruction. And yet, they wandered, looking for that promised land. I've heard it said that you can walk from Egypt to Israel in a couple of weeks. I know that the Israeli army went from Israel to Egypt in 3 days, pushing the Egyptian army in front of them. What miracles are waiting to happen in our lives? What is God asking us to do? What are we asking God to do? Are we asking Him to bless us with water? Are we asking Him to bless us with land? Are we asking Him to bless us with new life? See, I believe in the resurrection, not just of Christ, but in each of us. That each of us can be transformed by God's love into a new person. I believe in the resurrection of this church. That God can choose to transform this church. Can choose to transform this land, this city, this country. That God can choose to transform any land. Certainly the people of Japan expected things to go on pretty much the same way they'd been going until the earthquake and tsunami hit. We expected life to go on. I was watching a movie the other day and there were the Twin Towers standing over New York and I thought, ooh, yeah, they're not there anymore. Our life changed in a moment. World War II, Pearl Harbor, our lives changed in a moment. We never know what will happen next. We never know where God will ask us to go, what God will ask us to do, how God will ask us to serve. But He does. And He gives us what we need in order to survive, to prosper, The people grew as they wandered through the desert. They grew in character, they grew in strength, they grew in numbers. And eventually they came to that promised land. What would you have God do? What would you do for God? Are we to wander in the desert? Or find our way home? Are we to build a great nation? Or to struggle to survive? I don't know. You choose. Amen.